This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Mark with you.
And Wes.
The number to call in, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. Wes, you've been here for going on a week now.
It's been about a week. I actually left this morning at 5:40 a.m. to fly to Hong Kong, but my flight was canceled.
That darn contravirus and CIA operatives that put it in play.
Indeed.
Or whatever.
Not that there's coronavirus. Virus here in Saipan,
no,
but rather this Hong Kong Express Airlines canceled flights out of Hong Kong, and therefore really no planes returning back there.
Right. Basically, the situation is that the vast majority of people who take Hong Kong Express from Hong Kong to Saipan are Chinese nationals.
Yes.
Who, they're trying to take a vacation. And now they can't because the government has said, And I can understand. I get where it's coming from. I'm not the biggest fan of these lockdowns, and I think we need to talk about how dangerous this stuff is. The government's going and doing lockdowns, and I've got a couple of stories here about what's happening. But at the same time, I kind of feel like if you're going to have a state, that this seems like one of the things that they're probably going to do and should do. So if there was a worldwide pandemic, and there's not, right? Like, so far the contravirus isn't any more impressive, really, than the flu.
Although there are lots of conspiracy theories about it being a bioterrorism weapon that was accidentally unleashed out of Wuhan.
I'm going to leave that to the side, as much fun as it is to look at conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I've seen no real evidence that it's been released by a governmental agency. I have no clue.
We know for sure that the Chinese government is great at lying. They lie to their people every single day, state-run press. So maybe they're underplaying the numbers of people that are infected or people that have died. Apparently upwards of 500 people have died in China. One person died in Hong Kong, a 39-year-old.
Yeah, there could be more cases, but one of the limitations of doing a show like what we do here is that we kind of have to take the news as fact. And I'm willing to look at, I'm willing to ask questions, but right now what I got is I got what the Chinese government has said.
Yes, and kind of been corroborated by various scientists, researchers in America, as well as people in Hong Kong as well. There's been kind of controversy about China not, or Hong Kong not being so forceful in stopping people coming in from China to Hong Kong. It was during the Chinese New Year.
Right.
And this can last up to a couple weeks, basically, but
right, the New Year's their big holiday, and it's like they take China's kind of interesting in that they take sort of all their holidays at once, which is good, right? You can go back, you can see the family, because a lot of times if you live far away, what are you doing in the United States? Are you going to go back for Thanksgiving? Are you going to go back for Christmas? Some families do big Easter celebrations.
Yeah,
there's always Independence Day, 4th of July. There's things that go on throughout the year. Whereas, and you have to make a decision. Do I want to go back and see mom and dad for this holiday, or this holiday? Well, when it comes to the Chinese New Year, you don't have to make a decision because that's the one you go.
Yeah, you are going. And I've read where Wuhan is a city of about 10 to 12 million people, and they say about half of them actually went home or various places during the Chinese New Year.
Right.
And a lot of these folks, the main concern is that they didn't kind of look at their potential for risk, right, to see if they're infected first before they end up, maybe affecting other people. And that's been a criticism of the Chinese culture, essentially.
Let's talk about that for a second. So when I was going to school, my parents, I was sort of raised by that waspy Calvinist, strain of Christianity. And I was taught, unless you're dying, you go to school. You know, the sniffles, oh, that's nothing. Get your butt on the bus.
Yeah.
And I would not run things. As a matter of fact, my son has been recently home from school because he's been ill, coughing and those sorts of things. And I don't want to send my kid off to school to, you know, infect other people's children.
And that's
sure they appreciate that.
The place that it happens at schools. You know,
right.
Kids are grabbing every little thing and
dirty
know,
little primates,
putting on their mouths and their eyes and so forth. And what's an interesting difference in Asia, if anyone's visited Asia, you'll notice a lot of people wear masks. And you're thinking, well, is that because they're afraid of other people's diseases, or is it trying to contain their own? And it seems like the general idea is to prevent yourself from transmitting whatever you have. If you cough or you sneeze, you've got a mask on, which seems pretty sensible in a time where there's influenza and various strains of coronavirus going around.
Well, I spoke to a lady in Hong Kong, and I showed her my new fabric mask that I had just gotten for $1.
Okay.
I was very, very proud of my acquisition. They fit differently. They kind of have this real sort of you know, like revolutionary vibe to them. I dig them. Mm. And I'll show it to you here in a few. But it form fits over the mouth as opposed to sort of looking like one of these hospital things. It's, you know, very clinical looking and
yeah,
not cool at all. They do come in colors over here in Asia, but in the United States it would only be white.
Uh-huh.
Here, so I showed it to her, and she's like, well, this wouldn't provide any protection, though. So she was definitely concerned with protection, too.
Interesting. Was she thinking that there wasn't enough layers?
I don't know what she thought.
Okay.
I didn't,
because there are more thinner, I guess, ones that aren't as recommended, but the ones that have two or three layers for comfort and protection, it's not a respirator. I mean, a respirator is really the only way to prevent those transmission of
right.
You know, outward and inward coming in.
I mean, it's certainly good to have something that covers your mouth if you cough. Right?
Yeah.
Like an auto-covered mouth, you know. And we went also, since I was a kid, we went from you know, cover your mouth with your hands when you cough
mm-hmm.
or sneeze, to cover your mouth with like your arm and sleeve and stuff.
Because you're going to touch things with your hands, and
right.
Other people are going to touch those things. Yeah.
And I think that makes perfectly good sense, but I'm just saying, things in the 1980s, I mean, early 1980s, because I got perfect attendance probably, well, more times in school than I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be certain in that 9-month period that I got sick. And I was given sickness by other people. And, you know, maybe it's because my mom had to get to work. You know, I don't know what it's like for every family out there. I don't know how they're all dealing with it. But today in my life, if my son's ill, he stays home.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about him missing anything at school. School's not, you know, it isn't this breakneck speed thing that's, you know, so important that he gets to go see. He can, you know, stay at home, play with some of his games. He's got, you know, they were playing this geography flag game. I know that Laura and Jack were earlier today. And, well, that's good.
Yeah, enriching.
He's getting some education in the process. So, I think things have changed, and maybe China's just got some different, you know, cultural rules than what we've moved into.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of bothered me when I saw this. So from the dailystar.co.uk, China deploys thermal drones to scan villagers for coronavirus from the sky.
Interesting, because they've been scanning at airports, apparently, like checking your body temperature,
yeah.
Infrared scanners, and if you're over a certain amount, you know, most people that come in with the virus in hospitals, they're running a fever of like 102 degrees, so pretty high up there.
Now, is this a technological innovation that is going to be a benefit to, you know, society as a whole, or is this a new government intrusion that is disturbing? If I was going to make a case for a state, preventing worldwide pandemics would be the case that I would make. Now, I don't think that it's worth having this antiquated, top-down, hierarchical, organizational model for this one thing, because so far we haven't needed it. There hasn't been a worldwide pandemic in well, not in my lifetime. I think the closest thing is like yellow fever, 1912-ish, and not much, you know, around World War One there was an influenza thing that sort of happened. That might be the same thing. Anyway, that's the closest thing. And we've had vaccines in between. A lot of jumps forward and sanitation and all that stuff has occurred in between. So yes. I don't even know if a pandemic is going to occur. But every time you step outside, ladies and gentlemen, you're taking your life into your own hands.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands, this live edition. It's Mark with you.
And Wes.
And it is live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this edition. Is all you have to do is call 855-450-3733. 855-450-free. And we'll take your call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Right now we're talking about the coronavirus to some extent. And one of my thoughts on this is that you got to watch government at every turn.
Absolutely.
Because people with monopoly power are rarely known in human history to moderate the use of that power. They almost always overstep. And this is an area where, you know, we were talking about life or death. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we want a bunch of infected people traveling all over the world?
Absolutely not.
I'd say no.
And no.
So, you know, the deployment of a little force does not surprise me and I guess does not break my heart. You know, hey, you know, we're shutting down these airline routes and, you know, these kind of things.
What are the opportunity costs, of course? Like when we look at China, what they're doing to people there, I mean, really draconian measures. And I think it's largely because the population there has been deeply traumatized by the constant lying of their government. That everyone's kind of aware of. I mean, they have VPNs. They can access the outside world, of course, unlike, you know, some people in North Korea. But I asked the Hong Kongers there, like, when do you think which country is going to be free first, China or North Korea? And they always kind of laugh about that because it's an interesting question, isn't it?
It is an interesting question. Yeah.
Like, one population has been controlled under authoritarian dictatorship for, decades, right?
And
completely impoverished and mistreated and murdered and so forth. But on the other hand, China has done a lot of those same things, and yet they've had this culture of progress, material progress, right? All building the equivalent of a New York City every year. You know, it's just crazy amounts of building. I was in Shenzhen 2 years ago, and it's amazing, the office buildings. A lot of them are empty. Interesting. Leave it to government central planners, right, to figure out what's best going to be good for occupancy and, you know, renting things out and leasing things.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how the Chinese ownership thing works. So private investors sort of own things and sort of don't own things.
And you're going to be monitored by the government.
Oh, there's a lot of that. And absolutely right that the, you know, Chinese government, and frankly, I mean, this is what states are known for, is obfuscating the truth, right?
Indeed.
They lie.
And giving you a perceived sense of legitimacy of what they're doing and who they are. You know, like you were saying before, any criminal gang is a real threat to people in society. But when that gang actually has a flag and they're seen as your protectors and providers, well, that makes you vulnerable to a lot of intrusions and rights violations, right?
Sure. You're told to trust, and everybody else seems to trust. There's this sort of societal level trust of, you know, whoever these people are that are claiming these monopoly privileges over you. What's going on in China right now is that they're using unmanned aerial vehicles, which are equipped with thermal imaging technology, to read body temperatures, it says, in the sky, which I would have somehow changed the way that sense was put together. The bodies aren't in the sky.
No. Maybe playing in the backyard or something?
The drones are. But you know, if you're walking down the street, they can scan you and tell what your body temp is. If you're walking around with 101 degree temperature, you know, you're targeted in some way.
Yeah. The word Orwellian comes to mind with this, right?
What's this?
Orwellian.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. That's part of this. And again, is this a technological advancement in the treating of a potential worldwide pandemic, or is this a government overreach?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was only used to get treatment to people who, you know, needed it and didn't know and caught them a little sooner or whatever and they couldn't spread it, okay, I guess I can live with that. But if it's like, okay, off to the inpatient, locked-up ward with you, then that's going to feel a lot less free.
Yeah, and government really isn't accountable to customers, right? There's really a captured customer base that you're operating from. They pretend to provide services, but it's in this vague realm of, you know, rights protection, but obviously, it's not really that in China. I mean, China's got a lot of contradictions, and I think the Hong Kongers notice those contradictions being really stark when China's breathing down their neck about their rights in Hong Kong under basic law from the Brits.
Yeah, I mean, Hong Kong by and large seems to want some level of autonomy from China.
Hmm.
I mean, they're Chinese ethnically in many cases, the vast majority of Hong Kongers, but they've grown up under a completely different system, and they're different folks.
It's a different culture, for
sure. It's
a different
culture.
Yeah, they want freedom, and in at least bare minimum, free speech, free press, being represented by people that they can vote for.
And I think that everybody wants freedom to some extent for themselves. And what they don't realize often is in order to get freedom for yourself, you need to have you advocate for freedom for other people. And that's mm-hmm. the purpose of me reading this article here, is that, does it benefit me or not if people half a world away, China is not half a world away from me, but it is from most of my listeners, are, you know, subjugated to, you know, some intrusion on their lives to prevent the spread of this global pandemic? And I'd say the answer is no. You know, hey, subjugate them. Make sure that stuff doesn't spread and, you know, keep them down is the way that I would be looking after my own self-interest.
That'd be a non-benevolent dictator.
Right.
Yeah.
However, what I realize is that if it's okay for the Chinese government to do this to their people, then it's okay for my government to do this to me. Mm. And I just want to know from Americans, 855-450-3733, whether you would think it was okay if the United States government was flying drones around. I hear they have them.
Yeah.
With thermal imaging technology. I'm pretty sure that we have that. And deciding who's sick and who's not and intercepting them in their daily life. Because it's not that at this point we have it, right? We have this technology. The government would be able to sync up with your cell phone, triangulate from a cell tower.
They have ways to monitor for sure.
Closed circuit televisions, cameras that they have on street corners and stuff to determine, okay, who's that sick person? Let's go get them.
Yeah.
And then once they come and chit chat with you, what happens? Well, I don't want your vaccines. Personally, I'm not against people taking vaccines, but I have taken the flu vaccine a couple of times and become quite ill from it. So I am pretty certain that I am sick. I get sick from the flu vaccine. Now, I may not be able to convince a medical personnel type person that that is the case. And I am not interested in, you know, dealing with a situation where they tell me you're getting this shot.
Yeah, that's the nature of authoritarian power. Basically, we have this conflict in America about the rhetoric of freedom, and how does that comport with an organization that really spends a lot of time trying to take away those freedoms and has potentially Orwellian issues going on with the NSA surveillance and all that. So,
Are we blowing this up too big? I mean, is this something that China should be doing and needs to be doing? Do I have it wrong? The number is 855-450-3733. 855-453 is in Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is working hard to learn more about the coronavirus. A doctor with the group says that they don't have a vaccine to prevent infections or any therapeutics to treat the virus. The global death toll has risen to at least 565, and there are more than 28,000 confirmed cases in mainland China. President Trump is thanking lawmakers who supported him during his impeachment trial in the Senate. Speaking from the White House, the president says he's grateful for Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona.
Biggs, where's Andy? Boy, oh boy, Andy. There's a guy. He's tough. I hear we're doing well in Arizona, huh?
And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. Another record day as the Dow closed up 89 points to finish at 29,380. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Wes.
Doing a live show here from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And you're still going to sound great. Now, you could go to the Discord rooms at discord.freetalklive.com. There's a little bit of a sign-up process, but once you do, it's even easier to call in, and then you sound awesome. Now, we're one of the only shows out there that allow you to do that. And it's, you know, Free Talk Live's commitment to using technology to improve talk radio. And, well, you're welcome to do that. So it's discord.freetalklive.com. I want to tell you, speaking about using technology to improve people's lives, bitcoin.com is the forefront. This is the place. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, this is the place to go. This is to start your journey. They will... At first, they've got some great instructional videos, and you'll find out all about what is cryptocurrency, what is Bitcoin Cash, and all these things. Secondly, they'll allow you to get a wallet. They'll allow you to get some purchase some Bitcoin Cash to put in the wallet. They make it easy for you. They have one of the most robust news organizations within the cryptocurrency sphere, and I am happy to... often get a chance to read their articles here on the air and certainly read them regularly myself. So it's bitcoin.com. They, by the way, they have a website where you can buy Bitcoin Cash without anybody, without their knowledge, without anybody else's knowledge. Basically, it's just you and another person doing transactions. That's local.bitcoin.com. It's a great site. Robust, and you should check it out, bitcoin.com. We're talking about this situation in China where well, the coronavirus appears to be spreading, and they're trying to stop the spread, and kind of looking at it from the standpoint of libertarians. What's a libertarian? A libertarian is a person who does not believe that you should be able to initiate force against another person, and that's kind of a weird question when you're dealing with somebody who's ill. So a person who's ill could go out and spread an infection, mm-hmm. i.e. force, amongst other people by touching things or whatever. Or they could be very fastidious in making sure that that infection doesn't spread and those kind of things. Plus, when you leave your house, you're taking a certain risk anyway.
Yes, you might get hit by a bus.
Yep, it could just happen. So I mean, I think it's worth looking at both sides of this.
Yeah, it seems that, by the way, I was at a Bitcoin Cash meetup in Tokyo, which was really cool. I'd been hanging out in Japan for about a month, and going to that meetup, it was like being transported back to America. A lot of expats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people speaking English.
Good.
Which isn't so typical in Japan. But the whole idea of government saving us from this threat, Jeffrey Tucker wrote an article for the American Institute for Economic Research, the AIER, titled, Must Government Save Us from the Coronavirus? And the general gist of this is that people, individuals in society don't want to get this, right? So they rally around the cause of human health, essentially.
Right. Sure.
And government tends to impede that natural outgrowth for people's concern for each other's well-being.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing we need to watch out for. And, of course, when government displaces that general sort of desire to make sure everyone's okay, then, you know, it can go off the rails really quickly. And he points out that, you know, in history of internment camps and quarantine facilities, it's not been a pretty picture at all.
Right.
Yeah, he says, on the other hand, abuse of such powers is even more frequent. The problem is the low threshold concerning risk. Once government has the power, it can use it in any way it wants.
Right, hold on. That low threshold concerning risk. Let's talk about that for a second, because this is really important when discussing the coronavirus. Now, I don't have all the numbers sitting here right in front of me, but as far as the number of people who've been infected with the coronavirus versus the number of people who died, which, by the way, the number of people who have been affected is five figures. The number of people who have died is like three figures. So
a fatality rate of like 3%, I think it's...
Yeah, not impressive.
No.
Now, some sites are saying it's 25% and the Chinese government's lying.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I don't know how to address that. I don't have those numbers. At this point, the coronavirus appears to be the flu.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
On that note, imagine this headline. A deadly virus is spreading from state to state and has infected 19 million Americans so far. It's influenza.
Yes.
And that kills a lot of people.
19 million Americans.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing, is that we're used to the flu. But the thing is when you throw those letters in front of the flu, right, the E7 B6 virus, or whatever the heck they say, right? The H1N1.
Yeah, the one they developed the vaccines for, right?
Right. So they're coming up with vaccines. Once they start doing that, once they put out a few news stories where they have a specific name for the virus, because that's what it all comes down to. It comes down to a name for the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And once they've got a name, then people are scared. If you call it the flu, then they're used to it.
Does SARS sound pretty scary?
SARS, it doesn't really matter what the name seems to be.
Uh-huh.
I remember there was a scare of the H1N1 virus.
Uh-huh. Then there's MERS, and that actually had a higher fatality rate, like 35%.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, that didn't get the traction that SARS
apparently
did.
Apparently not.
But, yeah. You know, I mean, people, once you give it its own name, then they're suddenly more likely to be scared of it. And at this point, the coronavirus is a real non-starter as far as danger goes. Watch out for the flu out there, folks.
Exactly. The Centers for Disease Control predicts at least 12,000 people will die from the flu in the U.S. every year. In 2017-2018 flu season, as many as 61,000 people died, and 45 million were sickened. Right? So that doesn't really, you know, come up on the radar for most people.
No.
I think it's because it's like old people that get this, and they're going to die eventually anyway, pretty soon. So,
yeah. And sometimes young people get sick and die from the flu.
Compromised immune system.
And sometimes just regular folks.
yeah.
get sick and die from the flu.
That 39-year-old in Hong Kong from the coronavirus, apparently he had diabetes. I'm not sure if it was type 1 or type 2, but his immune system was compromised, or at least metabolic issues, I guess.
Right. I guess once you say, but he had diabetes, then that sort of qualifies, and everybody's like, oh, well, you know, yeah, he was. Cause yeah. What they say about the influenza, it takes out the weak and the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
But I repeat myself, you know.
And people that come in are usually at a late stage, it seems, with their fever and so forth, and that can make it harder to save them, essentially.
Yeah.
So it's like doing damage control at that point.
And I think that this technological innovation here that the Chinese government has, where they're flying unmanned aerial vehicles equipped with thermoimaging technology, reading body temperatures from the sky with high readings suggesting infection, is probably on the net bad.
Sounds very efficient, though, doesn't it?
It's efficient. And efficiency in government scares me.
That's, yeah, definitely scary.
Like, I get why people want efficiency. I've dealt with the government myself, and it isn't delightful. Ever. You sit at the motor vehicles, you think to yourself, surely this everlasting torture could be more efficient.
Yeah.
You yearn for governmental efficiency at that moment, but there's a danger to government efficiency. What I would say, in fact, is that we probably don't need the Department of Motor Vehicles.
No, we definitely do not need that.
So what do? They decide whether or not somebody is qualified to drive a vehicle, right?
I guess, but also, you know, getting revenue, so-called, every year from people, having to get new stickers for their license plate. So you're identified at the beginning getting a license plate with your vehicle, but then you've got to pay the racket of the stickers every year.
Right. So we have the people called notaries that are paid to be honest.
Uh-huh.
And if you could very well have things like, and we have driving schools. I mean, we could very well just get our driver's licenses through driving schools, and that would probably be a lot more efficient, and you wouldn't have to deal with the government. And maybe more people would become driving instructors. I don't know. We're still talking about a licensure and monopoly privilege in that circumstance. You could just say that only people who are 18 and over are capable of driving, but then the government doesn't have the ability to take away the license if somebody drinks heavily and gets on the road and harms people.
Very true.
So but at this point, that doesn't actually stop those people from driving. It just makes it so if they happen to get pulled over, they get in trouble.
So can entrepreneurs provide services better than government?
Seems like
accountable to customers.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Mark here.
And Wes.
Wes Bertrand. What's your website, Wes?
Well, I have CompleteLiberty.com, which will be out there in perpetuity.
That's a great book.
Yeah, I wrote two books about complete liberty, a.k.a. voluntarism, so idea of a stateless society and where there's trust in individuals to make decisions for win-win interactions, essentially.
And, for me, you have been one of the guiding lights in the liberty movement as far as your voice and putting out there your ideas. I think it's great.
I appreciate that.
Yep. And if I don't know how long ago it was, but if folks want to get back and hear some you and I discussing the merits of voting.
That's right.
They can go find that. And that may very well happen tonight.
We actually went on a cruise to Bermuda to discuss that, have a debate about voting.
We did, with mm-hmm. Stefan Molyneux, too.
There's the phrase, don't vote, it just encourages the bastards.
Which, I'm not going to argue that point. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to get to your calls, but I also want to tell you about Divi. I just had a conversation, which I'll have up as an Edgington Post in the near future here. Edgington Post, by the way, if you need to know, is a podcast that I do, and I tack it on the end of Free Talk Live. So if you listen live, whether in through the many mediums that you listen, I thank you for listening live, but don't forget that there are also some extra content that goes on the podcast, so it may be worth downloading and checking out. But I'm going to think, I just had a meeting today, and I think we're going to put the Edgington Post up on it as its own thing, too, for people who just want to be able to get that. So, anyway, the conversation with Jeff McCabe of Divi, that's D-I-V-I, Divi, and it's a cryptocurrency that's, their intention is to be much more real world and interface better than many cryptocurrencies have up to this point. And interface with sort of Bitcoin, government money, and then you can use Divi to sort of move in between and make purchases and that sort of thing. They've teamed up with Costa Rica using their fintech laws there in order to make this all a lot easier, and they're rolling out their technology here in the very near future. And I just want to say that I and Free Talk Live have gotten into Divi, and it might be a good idea for you to check out their one-click master notes. There has been some money made in cryptocurrency in the past, and Divi makes it relatively easy. Their payouts at this point are on the range of 40%, like APR kind of thing. And you can't find that too many places. So check them out. It's diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. So, you know, don't say you weren't warned.
Crypto is known for having mad gains in various ways.
Yeah, it can happen, and certainly it's been on the move here recently. Let's go to Ralph calling in from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Apologize for tuning in a little bit late. You were talking about the coronavirus. Did you talk about the floating prisons, one off Yokohama and one off of Hong Kong?
There's prisons? No, I don't know anything about this.
Floating prisons,
well, two ships that they found passengers with coronavirus, so they've quarantined.
Oh, there's a cruise ship. Yeah, there's
right. Nobody can leave.
Yeah.
One of them, the World Dream, has like 4,000 passengers. And
wow.
You know, I call them prisons because you can't even leave your room. And there's no alcohol, no smoking allowed, and they bring the food to your room. And,
oh, wow. Suddenly everything's changed, right? This cruise that was so much fun with the, you know, playing in the pool and drinking drinks and doing all this stuff. You'd think they let the people who aren't infected out, but
yeah,
maybe not.
Yeah, the World Dream has become the World Nightmare.
So are these China-owned cruise ships, mostly Chinese
well,
on the ship?
One of them's a Princess Line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But and then that the World Dream that one has gone on four cruises since somebody with coronavirus was on it. So you'd think four different fill-ups in that ship with passengers have been subjected to infections. I mean, like can you
imagine there's possibilities
communally and doing everything together, and you know who knows who's got it.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of self-monitoring that has gone on. I remember reading a story of a Chinese family. The father actually came down with coronavirus. They hospitalized him. But the rest of the family, like the wife and the daughter, went to an optometrist in Hong Kong to get her eyes examined, right? Knowing that she's in a family that has the coronavirus. And so the staff actually were Johnny on the spot, and they said, let's do a temperature test for you guys. And the woman had the fever. I don't know if she's got the virus, but nonetheless they brought in the biohazard team with all the suits and stuff down at Central Station, Hong Kong, freaked everybody out because they're seeing all these, you know, biohazard suits, and got them quarantined basically. But yeah, there's not a lot of self-quarantining in the Chinese way of doing things, it doesn't seem like.
And I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, China is big on the world stage today.
Very big.
But when I was a kid, it wasn't.
Mostly rural peasants.
I mean,
yeah, a lot of impoverished people.
We you know, the statement was made, eat your food, there are kids in China who are starving right now. And that was true. And all I'm trying to say here is that, you know, China hasn't had a lot of time to catch up with sort of the norms and mores of the modern society. They don't get to move and intermingle the same way. They've been under a communist regime for a long time.
Yes.
And
it's devolved in terms of their freedoms, basically.
And so I believe that the Chinese people, given more opportunities to, you know, mix with the rest of us, will, I guess civilized might be the best term, and it sounds very one-sided, but
perhaps more thoughtfulness, more consideration of others, because when you've been traumatized collectively like this, you know, the last thing you're really thinking is, how am I going to affect others? I just want to get my needs met, essentially. And there is a lot of, like, an example is queuing, like getting in lines to do something. Like, Chinese just kind of pile all in there and don't really, you know, form a line, whereas in Japan, it's completely different. And there's
right.
a lot of hygienic standards in Japan that don't exist in many other places, including America.
Right. Know, I mean, you know, the people in Japan walk on one side of the sidewalk, and
there's that too.
They're very orderly, and they line up. They love a good line, it appears.
And there's just a lot of respect and consideration for
People in China, it's just a mad dash for the teller window or whatever, whenever it is.
Pretty much. But we're talking about civilization, societies that have governments no matter what, you know. Yeah. So I don't know how the government of Japan is shaping up in relation to the Chinese government.
Ralph, I want to say thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph.
And let's go to Gilbert calling in from Texas. Gilbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just remembering about, I traveled to China about 5 years ago, I was driving around, as far as the eye could see for miles and miles, there was cranes just building and building and building. I go, what the heck is going on? When I traveled back to the United States, I went to LA and New York, and it just seems like nothing's going on here compared to over there. It's just so much going on. And just one of the things I remember is that Goldman Sachs has one of the biggest buildings in Shanghai. So what the heck is going on politically over there? I don't know. But anyways, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they like to build. I heard you guys talking about government inefficiencies, and I just tuned in, and I thought I'd been off a little bit. Because I'm a retailer here in Texas, in El Paso, and I have to accept all types of payment forms. And so the government just arbitrarily called one of my stores. I have several stores. And they talked to an employee. The employee never got to me. He was just a teenager. You know, they're irresponsible, whatever. They didn't know what the call was about. And so they just arbitrarily turned off my EBT, the Lone Star, they call it, what is it, like food stamp thing, where I can accept in my store people to pay with their Lone Star card. And they just turned it off, and so I called them, and they could care less. I just talked to a faceless bureaucrat. They have operators, and I'm thinking, hey, what's going on? You know, you guys just can't turn me off. I have customers to serve, and you guys just show up whenever you feel like it. When I call, nobody attends me. I said, is there a manager? No, you have to talk to us, and you just have to wait. And so because I complained and I told them, you know what, we the private sector have to be efficient. We can't get away with you like with what you guys could get away. You guys get paid no matter how you do the job. And I just
very
went
true.
Off on them.
They sure do.
And because of that, now it's been 2 months and I have like five other stores. It usually takes a week or two, but now I have five others. And they haven't turned me on for like almost 2 months. And so I haven't had
Gilbert,
the service for my customers. I think they're getting revenge.
First thing I want to say, Gilbert, I want to say thank you for your service, right? It's guys like you who are willing to go out there, take the risks, open the businesses and stuff like that that made America great. And thank you. Secondly, do you think you've been blacklisted because of your rather frank conversations with the telephone bureaucrat?
I think so. I think because it never takes that long. It usually takes me about 5 to 10 days.
Well, I hope it gets cleared up. Please call in and tell us more about it. Thank you for the call. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, or the Discord line to discord.freetalklive.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Jahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.